Hello, hello. Welcome to the Above Average Podcast. Today, I am your host, Leon, and I have with me the boys. How are we doing today?
Well, really, I have an honest question. Are we the Above Average Podcast? You
forgot yes. Scrubs! God fucking damn it!
That's a whole different show, my guy. You're advertising for the competition.
For real, like copyright struck or some shit.
That's oh, you're fucking podcast. So right. We didn't even take the fucking trademark Above Average Scrubs, so we can still get copyright stricken, all right?
You didn't get it? Hold up. What? That sounds like a business issue.
For real, we need to start buying some stuff. Let me call up some lawyers, sign some contracts.
Wait, first off, I don't think we know what we're doing all of a sudden.
Okay, wait. I mean, all right. Damn, fuck it, we're restarting.
Wait. Are we using this part as part of the intro? Or
no.
I mean, it's too late.
Oh, we are? Fuck. Okay, I paused my shit, but I still got out the recording. Here we go. All right. So we're going to go right out the gate. I was going to start with self-driving cars. We can do that after because we got it fresh in our mind. We watched this.
Oh, yeah. First off, this is Above Average Randy.
Oh, God. Right. Yeah. Fucking Jesus. And
this is your boy, Darius.
What was I thought it was dramatic pause.
Sometimes D,
sometimes the host, sometimes
sometimes the host.
You know, sometimes that guy over
we
there.
We got way too much energy. It's so ridiculous.
Depression. I was able to beat my depression this morning. Let's go.
Yep.
Wow. You know, dang, that's a real statement.
That's what the D stands for in my name.
Oh my depression. God. Well, I have a way for you to cure that.
I thought it was for D's nuts.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Got him.
Wow.
Got him.
So,
all right, cool. We're mature.
Are we? Because we're about to talk about this video we just watched on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's the Belle Delphine one, right?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Oh, well. But it does center around Belle Delphine's content.
Basically. It's called Reasons Not to Have Sex. It's by Eisenganger. I hope I'm saying that right.
Eisengänger.
Right. It's like a
it's like
weird
German Gengar.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It means loner in German, I think it is. Oh. But anyways, so. Reason not to have sex. Guys, I mean, let's just go off of what we thought before we watched the video. What do you think they were going to say?
I personally thought this was like a religious type of thing, you know, like you usually don't see like whether it be like, you know, like Christian oriented or like, you know, just some type of religious philosophy.
Right.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah. What about y'all?
I really thought it was just going to be honestly, I had no thoughts in going into it. I had no expectations and it beat all my expectations of, oh, this is what like I wanted from this video.
I walked into that video with the Randy mentality, as in open-minded. I had no expectations because I have an extremely religious background that I shirked and ran away from because, you know, it's very hostile. But yeah, so yeah. Thoughts on the video,
bro? Okay, so the first thing they say, or the first thing that I ever remembered was, it's not worth it. You know, sometimes it's just not worth it to just do it because you could put your energy into something else.
Fair, and
it makes sense. Like, if I didn't play video games as much, I could put my energy into acting or making music. So that's has to be true for the same for the pursuit of sex.
Counter argument. Mm-hmm. Some may say the pursuit of sex is actually the real motivator, not just like a task that takes away time.
What do you mean by a motivator?
Like you do these great things or you do these projects that you want to do so you could have sex.
Hmm.
Like,
right.
It, the act of some things that you do may impress the person you're trying to have sex with.
Right.
Into having sex with you.
Right. Very true.
It makes you more attractive, I guess. I don't know. Never never had sex.
So what happens when you do get that, right? You do get your sex because you pursued it after doing all these other things. And then all your music starts to suck. And all of a sudden you can't do the shit you could before because your energy's wrapped up in sex.
Is it wrapped up? I mean, because here's my thing.
That's a joke.
Life is full of distractions. We hope so. Yeah. Protect yourself.
Yeah. So. Please wrap it up, boys. And girls, tell them to wrap it up.
Exactly. But, I mean, because the thing is, like, life is full of distractions. You know? Like you said, video games is a distraction. Mm-hmm. Can be called a distraction. Cooking can be called a distraction.
Randy can be called a distraction.
Okay, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just one of those things where, like with anything, you have to pick and choose where to put your mental space at, right? And your time. Mm-hmm. So, if you, I mean, it's one thing to say, like, you know, like, man, if you're having sex, like, let's say, like, 15 times a day. Okay, yeah, that's a lot of time. Like, you, that's a lot of time you're wasting, yeah. Right? Like,
bruh.
That's almost a 9-to-5 bruh. Right there.
Yeah. When do I start getting paid?
Exactly, right?
You should feel like the payment is the pleasure you're feeling. Nah, bro, after 15 times, bro, what the fuck? I don't think you're feeling anything at that point.
Because, I mean, who got time for that, yeah, right? Bro, yeah. But the thing is, but that's my whole point, right? No one's doing that. Like, in this video, Tyler made it seem like, oh, because, you know, because you're using that mental capacity, that mental space and energy to go towards, like, the pursuit of sex or having sex. And you could be celibate and use that time spent somewhere else in a goal or something like that. It's like, well, I mean, that's with anything, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to choose what your priority is in life.
Granted, yeah. I will, I guess, side a little bit in the video's favor. I feel like your purpose should not be fucking.
Right. But your purpose shouldn't be solely your goal either.
Yes, yes, yes. Enjoy the fucking, but don't make that your one thing. Don't make that you. Don't make fucking you, because you're more than fucking.
Yeah, I mean, it's just about, like, not putting all your eggs in one basket, because eventually...
Yeah, that's it! I don't believe in straight celibacy. I don't believe in, like, straight fucking, because the gay fucking
happens. It's called a balance. It's just called a balance. I mean, it's with anything in life. You have to balance pleasure and responsibilities.
Thanos snap, I mean, that shit.
It's just all it is to it. I mean, so for you, this, like, for that video to say, like, you know, I mean, granted, it was just proposing an idea. It wasn't saying, this is how you should live your life. Yeah, no. But the idea is flawed in itself, because it's saying, well, you shouldn't focus on, you shouldn't have, like, sex in your life. You should only focus on your goal.
Yeah.
Or that energy can be focused towards your goal. I said, well, that's not healthy either.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, it's one of those things, like, and they mainly equated it to pleasure. Well, like, sex is not the only thing that equals pleasure.
Correct.
Like,
yeah. Like, and I think that's just because the title of the video is about sex. Like, they could easily just retitle the video, why not to play video games? And then give references to people that said, oh, yeah, I stopped playing video games, and all of a sudden I'm a millionaire, you know?
Exactly. And that's the thing. Like, and that's my thing. I think it's more so the title should have been, why not to fully indulge in pleasure, more so than sex. Because, again, while sex can, you know, take up your life, and they talked about things like, you know, people, like, working out for sex, people putting on makeup to make themselves attractive, people aspiring to be this social grandscape and stuff like that, right? I mean, granted, it's like a double-edged thing, right? Because while it can be beneficial, it can hurt you. And I do agree with that. But again, it's that balance. If your sole focus is only like, hey, I'm doing this only to have sex, right?
Yeah.
Then when you attain it, it's gonna be empty, because now that you got what you want, you have nothing else or no use for that goal you were trying to achieve the aspiration for. You know,
it's like understand that you as a person are more complex than just the things you do. You don't have to settle for just sex. You don't have to settle for just your aspirations. You can always do more than that. What you everybody has a level of energy on the day-to-day basis. How you spend that energy and what you put that towards is how you want to live your life. You make that decision and you live with that decision. There's no right way to do that because it's your life. Ain't nobody here to tell you how to fucking live that shit. Do what you want.
I feel like there's a few people out there that would say that they don't have a choice, you know? And some people don't. Like, some people are in jail for no fucking reason. But, like, there's people out there that are in, you know, the United States of America, living in Cali, and they feel like they're trapped. They feel like they don't have a choice over their life. Like, that is what I don't want people to feel like. I feel like even if you are stuck at a job you don't like, you could definitely leave that job. Even if you have bills to pay, you can find another job.
Well, that sounds like a toxic relationship.
Sounds like a toxic... Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to talk about that.
Man.
Okay, so let's talk about the mental inner part of this. Because they did also reference, like, you know, Buddhism and how celibacy helps you find your inner self better by just not having to pursue for that, but just look within more often.
I think I can't speak for Buddhism, but I think the underlying lesson that was being talked about is the value of self-worth and understanding, because everybody spoke about celibacy. The thing about celibacy is that you're not focused on another person so much. It's right. Celibacy is pretty much yourself. And I think I honestly 100% of humanity can benefit from always looking inward and understanding yourself and appreciating themselves versus what's it called? Degrading themselves or anything in that realm, because I think what celibacy does is makes you, not makes you, but it promotes self-care.
Yeah.
Versus you always doing day-to-day things for sex. Right. That leads to sex. And I think you can take the message of self-care from that statement and still have sex.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and I think that's a big thing that I got from the video, even though, like, I already knew that, is that you don't have to, you can still do all the things you want to do, all the things that give you pleasure, eat candy, play video games, watch movies, I don't know, go for a walk, go for a hike, and still have good self-inner care. You can still do all that stuff, but as long as at the end of the day, you're able to look at yourself and say, I'm more than just the things that I do.
Right. I think the important part is don't make things, sex, a need.
Because
the thing about celibacy, I think that was what's removed as well. Sex isn't a need anymore. I don't ever make sex a need. It could be a want. It could always be a want.
Yeah.
But the second you need sex is the second your life stops being yours and your life becomes a driving force to have sex.
Right.
And that's an addiction.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It's okay to want sex. It's okay to have sex. But you shouldn't need sex.
And again, and that goes with, like, that goes with anything that you find pleasurable. Like, when that pleasure starts becoming something that you need that daily dose of, like, dopamines or something like that, because it's like...
Dopamines?
Oh, dopamines. There we go. Shit. I'm not a doctor.
Dorfamines.
Dorfamines.
Oh, God. I can dwarf for memes.
Oh, man. But anyway. But, like, when you have to, like, have that in your life all the time, that in itself is a problem. Because therefore, like, that balance is thrown off. So, I mean, it's just one of those things where you have to balance your life with anything, you know, between your responsibilities and, like, your pursuits and your pleasure. I mean, the phrase, like, what was it? All work and no play makes such and such a dull boy. Well, I mean, it's true because you shouldn't have to work yourself all the time. I mean, you need play or whatever brings you pleasure. But at the same time, if you don't take care of the things you need to do because you're only focusing on that pleasure, then, I mean, bad things happen. Bills don't get paid, or kids aren't getting picked up from school, whatever, so on and so forth, you know?
Yeah. He said this great thing, and he said that there's more to life than population and procreation. And I was like, yeah, definitely. Thank you. I mean, I don't know who needs to hear that. I know it. But that's, I've never had a way to say it like that. And that's,
you know what this all reminded me of,
what?
Leon?
What?
So I remember like a few weeks ago, you were like streaming to me like your StarCraft 2 gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this person that was like trying to like troll you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Telling you that it's like, hey, don't worry, man. One day you too will have friends and you too will get laid.
I thought about that during the video too. Go ahead.
Yeah. Like as if getting laid is like the penultimate part of like life.
Yeah.
Mad fuck. Animals fuck. Okay. Having sex. Okay, I don't. Some people might feel like uncomfortable and anxious about it and stuff like that, and that's fair. But like honestly, having sex, not that important.
It's really not.
Oh no, absolutely not. I mean, you can, it's also one of those things. At the end of the day, too,
if you can pay for it, it's not that important.
Well, yeah, and but also, I think a deeper thing too is that we equate sex to masculinity,
right?
I mean, because that's the only reason why that guy said that.
True.
To demasculate.
Right, yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, well, clearly this dude doesn't have a sense of his own masculinity because sex doesn't equal masculinity. Yeah.
No.
You know?
I mean,
what is masculinity?
And, yeah, see, and I was about to say that. I was like, who cares about masculinity? How about just be a decent human being? And I think you're doing something right on the world. Like, you don't have to be masculine or feminine to be what is it called? A contributing member of society.
I mean,
oh, absolutely not.
And I guess the argument for toxic masculinity for me is that like I don't know what seems more manlier or like more brave, like hiding your problems and emotions and stuff, like because you're afraid of how people view you, because that in itself is a fear, or just like being open about yourself and facing things head on. Regardless of what society thinks.
Yeah, I mean, and that's...
I'm just saying, masculinity is all about, like, being, like, this strong individual. But to be that strong individual, you're hiding so much of yourself because you're afraid and ashamed of it.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I wouldn't go that far. Because I think that's the perception of masculinity, right? It's the strong, silent figure of... This person's always going to be there. He's the rock, you know? Yeah. Like, not Dwayne, but
the rock.
One of those things where it's just that...
No, okay, so... Carry on. Finish before I go off.
Well, I was just going to say, just the fact of, like, you hold that solidarity, and with that solidarity also comes silence.
Yeah. I think a good example is when I use the word cute.
Mm-hmm.
Like, apparently... As a dude, if I say something's cute, automatically I'm effeminate. I don't understand it. And I don't get it. But there have been many instances where if I say something's cute, people are like, oh man, you just lost your man card. It's like, I don't get it. I think being uncomfortable with a word makes you a little bit more fragile than me who is saying using the word.
Well, here's the thing, though. Men don't want to admit the fact, but men are the most fragile people on earth.
Yes.
Like, right. That ego, man. That ego will, yeah. Or like, ego, machismo, all that shit, yeah. Man. Like, that shit is it's damaging for a man. Like, if you break that shit, you can break the man easily.
Yeah. Then that's, I guess that's the fate of man until we get past our ego.
Yeah,
I guess. I don't know. There are more important things to worry about than whatever my pride is.
Right, you can put your energy towards other things. Got him.
Wow. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, your energy towards other things than protecting whatever your image is. Because at the end of the day, that doesn't really. Why do you care what people why the people who don't know you think of you? It don't matter.
It really doesn't. I mean, and it doesn't even matter the people that do care about you think of you. Like, at the end of the day, you define who you are. Like, come on.
Yeah, and if the people. Like, who care about you say they care about you, they'll care about you regardless of whatever the fuck you do.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, they weren't. Yeah. They ain't real anyways. True. You keep living a fake life, you'll just be surrounded by more and more fake people, man.
Oof. Actually.
What's that shit? I was playing a League of Legends game, and Echo, one of the characters in there, has, like, this weird true damage skin. And, like, on spawn, I heard like his character say, "It's like I'd rather have real enemies than fake friends." And I was like, "What the fuck kind of hashtag Instagram shit is this?"
He was channeling that Drake
energy. For real, I was like, "Yo, I need to just stop and be like, yo, I'm upset."
Oh my god!
That's why I say no new friends.
No new friends. Man. Fuck it. No.
But nah, I'm gonna leave off the masculinity talk with the fact that I'll say how I was described masculinity from my father was the fact of that you just being a man, it really isn't that hard.
Yeah,
all you do is take care of yourself, take care of your family, or whatever your responsibilities is, and enjoy life as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to it. And you treat everybody correct.
Yeah. That's all it is. It's not muscles.
It's not that hard.
It's not fucking. I'm the loudest person in the room. It's just taking care of yourself and the people around you.
Yeah,
which means just being an adult.
Yeah,
that's all.
It's just being a person.
It's all about just getting the shit you need to get done. Done.
Man.
Did we just saw toxic masculinity?
Yeah, but nobody.
Nah, because not enough people listen to us.
True. You're right.
I was about to say, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm the enemy of people who, like, are toxically masculine.
I mean,
being in their presence, like, it makes them feel like some gay shit's about to happen, and they're about to walk right out the closet or something.
They're gonna walk right out.
Man, you poke it, like you just opening the door from them. They're like, "Oh my goodness, there's the other side I always wanted to be on." But no,
dang boy, your shoes are cute. Boy, I think you cute. I mean, wait, what? Huh?
No, no, not like this.
Oh god,
I do. I like so. I think what would help is that if I actually got good at biting my lip. That's like the one comment my girlfriend has been. It's like, you suck at biting your lip. You're like,
wow.
You gotta just watch a whole bunch of LL Cool J videos.
Love out.
He mastered it like at the age of like 20 or something like that, man. He mastered
like,
it.
At this point, I do it because it's funny, because I definitely don't know how to look sexy doing it.
I'm telling you.
It's so funny.
Oh my
god. Then you said you wanted the bucket hat too. There you go.
Oh yeah, man. Let's go. But Randy gonna be different come this fall.
Instead of Randy, his name's gonna be R.
It's not Randy, it's R&D.
Okay. Okay.
I hate you.
I researched it.
Because he researched and developed.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry. Oh, no.
I'm stupid.
All right, so good. Since we solved toxic masculinity.
Oh, shit.
You got this other thing that's going to solve all our problems, and that's fucking full self-driving cars on the roads.
Oh, okay.
Do you really think that that's going to solve, like, the, you know, thousands, tens of thousands of crashes that happen on the road every day?
It depends on the coding, depends on the testing. Mm-hmm. And I think when you eventually get all the scientific and technological stuff mm-hmm. done and completed and everything, the biggest problem is going to be is the human element.
Yeah.
How are you going to convince people to let themselves, like, place their lives in something that they may need more research for?
Yeah, going back to last week's or the week before's robot utopia. Mm. honestly, once every vehicle is on like the same algorithm or programming, that shit will run itself because you set that all. It's all uniform. It just goes.
Yeah.
But what Darius was mentioning, the human element. If anybody tries to take control of a self-driving car, it fucks up the algorithm and it just exponentially causes chaos and discord through it.
Yeah.
What to make what you're saying a reality and what I want a reality, humans need to first stop being in a rush for shit. If you're late to work, you're late to work. Getting there like faster isn't doing shit. But there will be zero traffic because everybody's going at the constant speed of computer. And right. Because of the algorithms that are going on, the computer itself will adjust, not adjust, maintain maximum speed and efficiency at all points in times.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we get into traffic jams is because we can't maintain this speed because people don't know how to merge at the maximum speed.
Right. Yeah. I cannot handle people that get on the highway at 40 miles per hour. And I'm like, you had a whole rest. You want
to join this 60 mile per hour lane going 40 without causing an accident? Speed right. the fuck up.
Exactly.
It's the worst. Yes. But also, I'll admit, though, there are a lot of places on the highway where the merge is like literally like 3 feet.
Right. Right.
Yeah, it's like, that's not like any room to merge.
But if you're a robot car, it's already calculated.
That's true.
Is it really 3 feet? Like, there's a whole road you had before and you know you're about to get on the highway. Like, go ahead.
Okay, let's be more realistic and say 3 seconds. Is that better, Leon?
Three seconds. That's 0 to 60 in the Tesla. What the fuck? What?
No. I'm not talking about the fact that people are like, getting onto the highway like speeding up, but what about the people who don't want to let you in? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So this is the thing. This is the thing. This is like if everyone's driving two car lengths away from each other at all times, mm-hmm. and then someone wants to merge in, and it's two cars also driving two car lengths away from each other, the merging is not hard. One person slows down a little bit. The other person speeds up a little bit, and that's it. It's not, now I got to slow down 10 miles per hour lower just because this guy wants to get on at 50 because they're scared or whatever. Like, it's just you have to give them the space because what happens is all these people are hitting back-to-back, maybe half a car length, one car length away from each other, and then someone tries to get on. Now they have to slow down the person behind them, or the person that's getting on has to speed up past both of those cars instead of passing one of those cars.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
But with self-driving cars, we got autonomous zipper-like motion.
Exactly. Now, and then
here's another.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
As soon as you merge, right, you're one car length away, but then you slowly back away from each other. And now you're two car lengths away, and all of a sudden it can happen again on the next merge ramp. Like, it's not that hard, people. It's really not. But okay, go ahead.
And it solves Darius's problem with public transportation.
Oh, God.
Because no one needs a fucking car anymore.
True, very true.
They just hop on the nearest one is.
I mean, you really don't need cars. But my next big thing is about the distribution. How do you get one of these self-driving cars into everybody who needs to drive, per se?
There is.
Take all of the current cars
Yes, that true.
Take that all away and replace them with a self-driving car.
True.
Use the materials from current cars to build more self-driving cars.
Who's going to pay for that?
No one needs to pay for it. We have the materials. We just got to do it.
What company is going to allow?
Exactly.
Spend the time and labor to build all these cars and just say, hey, we'll do it like a premium exchange rate.
That's the thing. No company will do it because they will lose money because no one's buying their car anymore.
And that's what I'm saying.
Like capitalism is great because it promotes competition, yada, yada, yada. There's always a chance to like make it big, yada, yada, yada. But because of the glorification of greed from capitalism, people's basic necessities aren't going to be met because they aren't willing to put a cap on their greed. I ain't saying.
I mean, but isn't that the whole point of capitalism is for you not to have a cap on how much money you can make?
Exactly. But if you're trying to run a civilization, you need to put a cap on it.
Well, that sounds like socialism to me, right?
I mean, socialism is equality. I ain't saying equality. I said put a cap. I ain't saying that shit.
So I like the idea that, you know, there's someone that may help us do that. But I want to tell you, even though this is cheaper, this is a whole lot cheaper than a car, how does almost everyone in the United States have a fucking cell phone that's either an iPhone or a Samsung that has Android on it? Like, how is that possible, but that they can't switch over to self-driving cars and pay that monthly bill that they're probably paying on a car anyways? Like, the people that can't afford the car, what do? They hail a car that is also full self-driving, or they take public transportation. Like, that's how that works. That's how that transition should work. But of course, people aren't going to want to get rid of their cars that they currently have.
Yes.
True.
The whole sense of ownership thing is cool. It does bring up a problem that, like, if, you know, everybody has like the same thing, the level of individuality and self-expression goes down.
Mm.
So I think that's the trade-off. If everybody has a self-driving car, that's it makes society more uniform. And although it'll benefit everybody as a whole, the self-expression factor also disappears.
But does it? Because look, you buy your car, you can still paint it. You can still get your fucking plate that you want. Like, you can still do all that stuff. You just can't drive it yourself.
Well, it's more than that. Like, think about customization as far as like rims and stuff like that. That adds different types of weight.
Yeah, and that
tires has different types of treads.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
I also think that you're taking away someone's idea of control.
Okay, yes, that's a huge one. That's a huge one. Okay, let's go back to, like, the rims and tire treads for a second. Like, yes, that's a thing, but those are also things that a computer can sense, if not already know, right? Like, oh, I have this much friction on the road or whatever it is. The car can know that way even better than a human can. Like, that's not a thing for, oh no, now I can't put rims on my car because the car can't handle it. Like, of course.
But you are going to have to add that in the computer's like calculation system. You see what I'm saying? And that's not a standard rim or standard tire that you're using or standard whatever that causes weight distribution or so on and so forth. Then you're going to have to pay to have that upgrade. You see what I'm saying?
I do see what you're saying. I just don't feel like it would be that way. So, like, when I think about self-driving cars, I feel like the car also knows how it's driving. It knows that when it presses the gas, oh, now I'm going this fast, you know? It knows I accelerated at this speed. Like, that's what it knows. It knows it changes to whatever's happening currently. Like, even if that's like saying, like, if my tire pressure goes down, all of a sudden it doesn't know how to drive anymore. Like, of course it does. It has to lean a little bit more to the left now. It has to lean a little bit more to the right now to stay straight. Like, it's minor things like that that are, like, scaring people to do it. That's not a reason for. The reason is losing control. Okay, you're losing control, but you're also keeping other people safe. I can't, you know, get to work on time. Well, go to work earlier. Like, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I can see that. I think, like I said, I think the biggest hurdle will, like Randy was saying, is the fact that people will feel like something's being taken away from them, mm-hmm. specifically the right to choose and control and stuff like yeah. that. And then also just the distribution, you know, like from the manufacturing. I mean, I won't even say the manufacturing because, yes, I mean, Amazon can honestly do all of it if they really wanted to. But, like, I guess the distribution portion is really, like, I think one of the biggest things.
Yeah, and I think it's going to take time. Like, it took forever for everyone to get a fucking Model T, but eventually mm-hmm. it happened, and then other things came out. Ooh. And then
that's another thing, the infrastructure for yeah. it, from the charging. God, I'm assuming this is going to have to be fully electric. Mm-hmm. And how you regulate that infrastructure, especially in rural areas.
Well, in rural areas, or even people that have houses, they charge it at home. They have that stuff installed so they can just charge at home. That's what I do right now. I have not been to a gas station except to get some ice. Like, I haven't even charged at the charging stations that I have for free in like 2 or 3 months because I don't need them because I am at home. Like, most people are going to go to work, go to the movies, go home. They're going to go to KBBQ. They're going to go to the movies. They're going to go home. They're going to go get some boba. They're going to go to the movies. They're going to go home. That's, I'm just talking about myself at this point. But anyways, like, that's how that works. And I understand that that's still going to take some infrastructure. That's still going to take some time for people to install whatever they need to install in their house. But at the end of the day, that's one-time purchase, and then you charge at home. Okay, you can't charge at home because you live in a big city. All right, that's the problem. That's a big problem. And I've seen people try to, like, say, oh, we can just start installing charging stations inside of garages, which people have started to do. They can start adding charging stations on the side of the roads next to the light poles, which people have started to do. That is a big problem, and I know that, like, infrastructure is a huge deal, and that's why there is an infrastructure bill that Biden's trying to do, but, like, that is still not a reason not to. Like, how do we do it with gas stations? We just put gas stations everywhere. Like, we can change gas stations to be charging stations. Charging is only going to get faster. It's not going to get slower.
True. But, I mean, gas stations are going to be your biggest opponent because you're taking away product of theirs. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Which is oil.
Yes. Yes. Very true.
But at the same time, gas stations are a fossil fuel and they will run out.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, that's a fact. Everybody knows it. Yeah. Again, but they have the biggest control over that type of stuff.
They are a short-term competitor.
I mean, depends on how you define short-term. Because while the eventuality will run out, they still have a good couple hundred years left. See what I'm saying?
Yes, we do. But what we do between now and that couple hundred years, we could be making little taking steps every decade or so to prepare for that eventuality so that when we run out, we're not panicking.
Right.
But as a society, proactive measures are still in a short supply. We are a very, our country on its own is a very reactive country.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We don't plan for shit.
We don't plan for shit.
We stop planning for things after we cure polio. Yeah,
we could know something's coming, like in 2 weeks, it will cause like a pandemic and still do nothing.
Stop.
We do nothing until like people start dying, and so we'll still do nothing. We'll do nothing for like 2-3 weeks after that, and then we'll be like, okay, maybe we should do like a quarantine, and we don't even actually do a quarantine,
like a small one, like a small quarantine.
Not even. We're just like, you know, wear facial coverings.
I mean, It's just funny, dude. I will say this, like, because my dad was in, he was in Saudi Arabia whenever the pandemic hit. And, like, the things he was telling me that he had to do compared to, I'll say specifically Texas, right? Because, I mean, quarantine wasn't a thing in Texas.
No.
But, I mean, let's just be honest.
Masks are still barely a thing.
Right? Like, masks were optional even at the height of the pandemic in Texas.
Yeah.
Like, and, like, it, but the way he was describing it, like, you know, he was like, you know, like, he said, like, he couldn't even, they had zoned off the city, right? So say this grocery store was in zone A, but his address was in zone B. He could not leave zone B to go to the grocery store that's in zone A. He had to go to the grocery store that was in zone B. Like, it was like that type of, like, I mean, to me, that's true quarantine right there. Like, when you start districting and zoning off, like, cities, it's like, so, like, how, like, neighborhoods and blocks and stuff like that, that's truly quarantine. And if you were caught crossing that line or crossing the border of whatever zone that was, you could get face of a fine, jail time, if not both. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, that's quarantine. Jeez.
That's next level quarantine.
Exactly. So when it's just, it's hilarious when you see Texans specifically talking about, oh man, like they were talking about they're in quarantine, like, oh my God, I feel like I'm so trapped. I feel like this as I'm still able to walk around and not wear a mask and everything. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I'm so trapped. It's just like, I guess, you know?
America likes to, as a people, live in its own little fucking island and be ignorant of literally everything but their neighborhood block.
This is true.
I'm sorry if I offend anybody. If I offended you, you're the person I'm talking about. And you can stop listening. Oh wow! Because it's only gonna get worse.
I think people would benefit a lot if they got out of their comfort zones, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and that's everybody of every demographic.
Oh, yeah.
I think you would benefit a lot if you got your comfort zone, whether it be your social circles, whether it be the type of media you consume or food you eat, or you just like, hey, instead of going to this park, I'm going to go to the park across the street, you know? Like,
but concerning our pandemic, if people were just uncomfortable for maybe like 2.5 weeks, we'd be fine, right?
Yeah.
But now we're like randomly uncomfortable for going on about a year, 2 years now.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, because you guys can't stand it for 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, but would rather just deal with it for many, for years to come.
Oh God, we got way off topic because of.
You know, that's how it goes.
That's how it goes. So there's one more thing I want to talk about, and you guys did already say this. There is a human factor to full self-driving, right?
Yeah.
And it's not just in the car; it's outside the car, right?
Yeah.
So what happens? What do you think should happen when someone just stands in front of a full self-driving car?
Right. Yeah. The suicide rates. That's the thing.
No. Because, like, the suicide, I don't even think it's the suicide rate. I think it's people playing around. Because, like, suicide rates, I still feel like the car will be good enough, right, to know, like, oh, that's a person. Their trajectory is a little bit iffy. I'm going to go this way, or I'm going to completely stop, right? I feel like that's still possible. But just people, you know, there's a red light. Someone crosses the street, sits down, car recognizes it, doesn't go. What do you think should happen?
All cars stop.
What do you think should happen to that person? Because they're not playing.
Well, they're impeding traffic. They're breaking
exactly.
The laws anyway.
Traffic laws. That's a traffic violation.
Yeah, I mean, that would be like that even today's
society. Right.
Like, if you sat in front of a car, I mean, realistically, well, I don't know realistically anymore. Somebody might roll your ass.
Exactly.
If you are purposely putting yourself in danger by just stopping in the middle of traffic as a person, that's your own responsibility.
Mm.
Now, the thing is, the other thing is that some people might throw you into traffic out of malicious intent.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
There's nothing that can be done about that in today's society.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, that could be done in in that type of society either, because physics still apply. Yeah. You know, you're going to have momentum. You still, the car still has to have time to stop. Right.
Yeah.
It may be more reactive than a person would be, but depending on the distance and the speed, I mean,
the death or injury will still happen.
Yeah.
But because these are robot cars, I'm just going to assume the surveillance footage is going to be a thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So exactly. The person who did it will definitely not get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's also nice another thing. The more cameras.
More
built in dash cams. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's it's crazy.
Now, the argument's always been the arguments for all the surveillance is like, if you're not doing anything wrong, what do you have to be afraid of? But at the same time, privacy, people should be allowed privacy. Yeah. So, yeah,
I mean, definitely people should be allowed privacy. I mean, but here's the thing though, and that gets iffy because then you're trading in there, like, what counts as privacy under law, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
See, the thing is, we wouldn't be worried about the whole surveillance thing. Like, we wouldn't even be trying to implement that if people weren't shitty. I was talking to a coworker after the third Amber Alert of the day.
Oof.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and she was just like, "I've been getting fucking Amber Alerts all goddamn day," and I was just like, you know. While during the whole quote unquote quarantine thing, I don't remember getting a single one. But as soon as that was lifted, because we felt safer with the vaccine, all of a sudden little kids was getting snatched up again. I'm just saying.
I won't go as far as say that. I don't think there were any, but there's definitely a lot less. Definitely a lot less. And I will say definitely spiked whenever it was like, hey, mask mandates were like optional and like vaccines started coming out. Yep. They definitely spiked.
Yep. Kids going back to like physical school ended up with a bunch of them getting kidnapped and taken and missing. Like, I don't know, man. My phone went off like so many times in like an 8-hour work day throughout the week. I was like,
yeah.
Jesus. I'm just saying, man, if there weren't like creeps out there, we wouldn't have to want surveillance everywhere. But right. There are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that brings up an interesting
your life segue. And a lot of the things that you want or the freedoms that you want are restricted by those who would cause harm to others. The surveillance might be a necessary whatever to stop that. But again, the only reasons those things will exist is because these criminal things keep happening.
All right.
I don't know. Oh.
So that brings up an interesting segue as we were talking about like Amber Alerts and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm sure y'all know about the story about like, that 22-year-old woman who was like disappeared, but her boyfriend came back and stole.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's been an interesting debate about like why this got such like national attention, right? And some people say like, oh, it's because, you know, because of her skin color, and some people are saying, well, it's because of her fame and so on and so forth. And like, I've been thinking about it, right? And, like, at the end of the day, I feel like it doesn't matter why, because it got a lot of people, like, to help find this girl, right?
Yeah.
But my main concern is that that's not going to stick around, you know? Like, I feel like it was, like, it, like her disappearance was almost like a fad, you know? Like, oh, who's going to be in it to, like, help her find this person and, like, so on and so forth. It wasn't necessarily out of the goodness of their hearts, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, as we were just saying, there was like 3 or 4 Amber Alerts going off all on the same day.
Yeah.
I wonder if that energy is going to also be spent towards finding these girls, you know?
Right. Right. It's sad that my first reaction to the Amber Alert isn't, oh no, I should keep an eye out. My first reaction is, nothing I can do about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's usually my reaction too. And that's like partly because I'm usually at home. Like, I'm just not going to be on the road looking for a 2004 Chevy with brown skin.
It's hard to retain that from a text message or an alert that was suddenly an annoyance in the middle of the day.
But think about what you just said, though.
Yes.
Like, we see that as an annoyance.
That's society. Like, the Amber Alerts are there to help people find things. But because of how unrelated I am to the situation, my first feeling is minor annoyance. And then my second feeling is, man, this world is shitty.
Yeah.
Those are the paths.
How do you make it better? That's the question. Like,
fucking stop trying to diddle little kids.
Right.
I mean, people. It's not just that.
But pertaining to Amber Alerts, you know, stop being such a creep. I think a universal thing is, you know what? Do what the fuck you want. Just don't be a creep. And so long as you don't be a creep, I think everybody would be fine.
You know, as bad as this is, I think a potential solution is if you pay people to start looking for these kids.
You mean like cops?
Well, cops say that they're overloaded and there's so many missing person cases, and that's how you get cold cases.
Maybe if they weren't wasting time, you know, going after people who aren't doing anything. Or, you know...
That's a whole other subject, my man. But
they don't have the manpower because most of their manpower is devoted to things that don't matter.
I'm not knocking you. You're right. But I just feel that because of, like, these people who were helping find these girls, were just, like, random-ass people. Like scrubs. Actual scrubs. Yes. Right? Like, I'm talking, like, Detective Conan when he was, like... Before he was Detective Conan.
Yeah.
I just think that, like, what better motivates people than money? It's as bad as that is, you know?
Sex.
I don't know if it's money, but I think it's security. Because money lets you afford the things to keep your life okay. Mm.
It's the currency of life.
Right, yeah. It is the currency of life. What if we were just able to offer just the security, whether it be money, whether it be objects, whether it be like a legal thing. I don't fucking know. I'm not that smart. But if we could incentivize people to do it the correct way, I think, yeah, you'd be correct. I think we would have like a higher success rate. But since it's like the service, the Amber Alert service is mostly like trying to work off the goodwill of surrounding people. I'm gonna be honest. The one thing I learned in all of my life is to mind my business.
That and nobody's gonna do anything free.
Yeah. Life is significantly less stressful when you mind your business.
Mm.
Nope.
That's some advice for you Karens out there.
I'm saying
your life will be easier if you just find your business.
You know, you can put that energy towards something else in your life. Got him. Okay, we're gonna can we stop going around to that? Anyways.
No.
Well, you know, I mean, that's their pleasures in life that they can't balance between their responsibilities.
Their pleasures.
Their pleasures. Maybe you didn't spend so much time looking down on somebody, you'd actually get shit done and actually be a personable person.
All right, it's time, guys. Well, anyway. It's time. You know what it is. Brown, bear,
bright side.
Yep.
It's brown, bear, bright side. Take a look on the bright side. Brown bear,
we have a jingle?
Bright side.
Wow, I didn't know we had a jingle.
I guess so.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll work on that.
All right then. All right. Well, Well, we covered multiple subjects.
There's only like an hour to talk.
Let's see. For the topic of not having sex, I'll say.
Do you boo-boo?
Right?
Stop.
Yeah, that's all I can say, honestly. Just
it's your life. Anything. You don't want to.
Randy, shut up. Let him talk, please.
I guess that's me. All right, Randy has now become me.
God damn it.
I'm sorry, Darren. I'm sorry.
But no, I mean the bright side of with anything, like I mean it that video provoked thought. You know, it actually provoked self reflection, which is actually one of the topics that it talked about. Mm-hmm. So I mean, you know, self reflect. You know. With the self-driving cars, I mean, technology is always going to be improving. Life will get better because of that technological advancement. So, I mean, we'll just have to see where that goes. And with the Amber Alert / missing persons thing, I mean, I appreciate the fact that we came together as a society to help find this woman. Unfortunately, you know, didn't look like we found her before the deed was done, but at least her family has closure, you know? So, yeah. What about you, Randy? What's your bright side?
Man, you know I don't got any. It's always anime.
Since you want to talk so damn much, you know.
I'm sorry.
Act like you've been somewhere, man.
It's not like there's a mic in front of me recording things. Like, I got to use it, right?
that's not how things always work, but okay.
Yeah, what's the saying? If you don't use it, you lose it.
Nah, there's another saying, just because you can doesn't mean damn. You should.
Yeah. I felt like that was a life lesson for me. It's like, you know what? You don't have it's okay to not speak.
No, it's actually a good lesson for anybody. Yeah. Sometimes you don't have to say anything.
Yeah. You know, I don't have an anime quote, but I was watching this YouTube video, and I'm not gonna name who because you know they don't pay me. But there was this guy who was super carefree, and like his friends were like ragging on him because he was like losing his keys and shit like that. But like he wasn't like worried about it because his like life philosophy is like, hey man, if it's important to me, it'll find its way back.
Damn.
I was like, what all the right. fuck?
I guess.
I wish I could live like that. I mean, but I was thinking about it. It's like, I mean, if it's important, it'll come up sooner or later.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, not right then and there, but it'll come up. But if it doesn't come up, it does mean that you are able to move forward without it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also true.
Yeah, not an anime quote, just a moment of epiphany for Randall the Vandal. It's like, shit, yeah, if it is important, it'll find its way back. And if it's not, it ain't coming back.
Fair enough.
What about you, Leon? My bright side is kind of the same thing you said, Darius, about coming together, but there is an Amber Alert system, right? We came together as a society and said, hey, let's make something to get it out to almost literally everyone in the state, in the country, about this thing. Like, that's something. It's better than not doing anything at all about it. We did something about it. And even if, you know, you're just at work and it's annoying and I'm just at home and I'm not going to be able to see anything, so it's annoying to me. There might be a trucker that's on the road literally all the time that sees that and says, hold up, that's the car right in front of me. Like, that's all we need. We need that one person to see that one car. And all of a sudden, we might have been closer than we ever would have been if we didn't make this Amber Alert system. So, thank goodness for that.
Yeah. Very much so.
Actually, yeah, no, that you make a solid point on that argument. It's like, if it's all happening at the same time, like, at some point, somebody would drive by past that car when that message comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess for that Amber Alert, it's just like making it sure it gets to the person that's in front of that vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Fuck, I get it. I get it. Amber Alerts finally makes sense to me. God damn, I'm stupid. I bet you people were listening to me talk about Amber Alerts up until this very moment. Like, God, Randy's an idiot. You know? Damn. Fucking hell, bro. Oh my God, it makes sense. Fuck yeah, go Amber Alerts.
I mean, we prefaced this by calling the scrub, so I think they knew what they were getting into.
See, I can learn too. Okay? I'm not done learning, and learning is fucking fun. Yeah. If you open up your mind, you can also feel this good feeling I'm feeling. Join my cult.
Wow. Wow. All right, Randy, take us out. Take us out, Randy.
I don't know how to end off that one.
Again, I don't know. My name, Randall. And Ohana means family.
Okay. Ohana.
Bye!
I'm done. I quit.